Didn't quite finish it yesterday, almost did. But today's topic is lulav. That's a different topic. So let's just open the Gemara to the story of the Avankari. That's the story we're going to tell today, the story of the Avankari. I mentioned it briefly yesterday. Tells us in the Aflamad Amar Aleph, Omele Rav Huna Lahanu Avankari, Kizav Nisu Asa Me Akum Lo Tigzizu Atun, El Ligzizu Inu, Fiyavilachu. My time has stam Akum Gazlon E Arasan Inu, Fekarka Enin Exelis, Hilkach Ligzizua Inu, Kihegit Belevi Yish Balam Biadahu, did who? Vishini Arashus Biadahu. Okay, there was a whole bunch of kashas, but that's the conclusion of the Gemara. So the question becomes, very nice, we're discussing the issue over here, Pshuto, of Kinyan, right? It has to be Shalachem. What happened to Mitzvah Avera? What happened to it? It faded away? The whole sugya, we learned until now, that there are two problems, right? One's the problem of Shalachem. One's the problem of Mitzvah Avera. So very nice, the more is going into the details of how you get around the Shalachem problem, but never does the Gemara discuss the issue of Mitzvah Habah B'Aveira. And the question, of course, becomes, well, why not? Why not? So the Ramban discusses this. We also have page Mem in the beautiful new print that we have. Okay? Umasha Heshiv, you might declare Rav Huna Lahavi Avankari, Shakrina Vitarina, the member of the Nikli B'Shini Hashem. I'm the mitzvah of Avera. He said, "Balamor, pusim him. We don't pass the mitzvah of Avera. We pass it like Shmuel, who denies the whole concept." Yesh lahashiv, aras of the nochri gazli, v'loshi yisrael, v'loshchichi. So, in other words, there's a discussion over here. Who landed his steal? So the Rabban says, not like Rashi. Rashi stole land from a Jew. No, stole from a goy. U'mishum lachemit mar. To the mikne minayo by a Yush machine of Rishus. Umiyu, mitzvah boh b'aveira, leka. Doesn't tell you why not. Why not? You stole from a goy. Why not? So the Sharmel says, it's obvious why. He holds up the Urayim. The Urayim. So, even though we did this at the end, I brought the Urayim in again just to chazer one more time. The Urayim says, a beferish. The Urayim says, quotes our Gemara. This is the last line of page Reish Mem Dalit. Tzorach li zor shel yigzol el dal nina afil bil akum af gav de gezel akum shori kol kavel nafik mishus ol ve kachavel mikul lachem. And he quotes the Gemara of Avankari, whole sugya of Avankari. What's pshat? Shema min ha-meyocha de gezel akum shori tolach ha-kinyan lo paslina leim ishe mitzvah ha-veira tolach shori ach shelo yechil la-shem b'dom shoyin. The Ramban is understood the same way. It's not just the array, but the Ramban. Wow. I mean, that's really the case. Kiddush Nifle
V'Nayra. Who said the Ramban is the array?
Shara Melech. Says the Ramban saying the array. What else? How else can you say Pshat? And again, in contrast to what we saw here in Tawaf Asraim, Os Lamites, that that they discussed the issue of, doesn't really mean it's Mutter. No. He held it was Mutter. Not just Pshat in the Gemara goes Leman di Omar that Gezalak was Mutter, that the Rabban could hold that way. But he's saying it's really Mutter Lahalacha. And he calls back to what he said in the previous Simon, it was called Kuf Chavdal or something. There he said it was Mutter. But even though it's Mutter, you're not Konas. This is what the Magen Avraham calls in Nichol Sukkah, if you recall. It's Mutter, but it's not yours. What's the Vart? Like, I gave you a beautiful Pshat that based on the Gemara in Mesechta, Baba Matir Kuf Yidalf, Amad Beis. That's the only place in Shas that I know about was Beferish of Man Dioma, the Gezalakam is Mut, and they don't even tell you his name. So you're afraid. Tanakama. Tanakama, an anonymous Tanakama. But where did he get it from? He got it from Oshek. Oshek. Los Hashok es Reacha, as opposed to a Goy. And it says, Los Hashok Sochir Nivion, right? Meachecha. Again, two different psukim. One is for Oshek, and one is for Gezel. But even when it comes to Oshek, that's not the pshat that the money belongs to you. If the guy comes, takes you to Bez, and he wins, you have to give him the money. It's called Afkos Avoso. You don't have to pay it back, but it's really not yours. You're supposed to be giving it to him. Yeah, okay, so you're holding on to his money, in effect. Very nice. Hold his money. So there's a heter to do it. But that's not yours. You cannot be yours to Abraminim. That's exactly what the Uraim is saying. And the Rabbi presumably may hold exactly the same way. So, again, I said it 10 times, saying it 11th time. We pass Galocha the Gezalakam is awesome. Awesome in our Torah. Awesome in our Torah. Fine. What's it based upon? So we said, V'achaltas kol ha'amim. V'achaltas kol ha'amim is only when there's a kibush melchama, otherwise not. And that's only referring to a situation where you took the money b'chozka. V'achaltas kol ha'amim. You took an armed robbery, things of this nature. That's V'achaltas kol ha'amim. That's an Issa d'oraisa. We pass in la'halacha. Okay? The Uraim hold that would be also anyway, because that's Chil Hashem. If you take it an armed robbery, unless he doesn't know you're a Yid, I don't know, but he says beferish, there's a Chil Hashem, it's a problem. But if he doesn't know, and again, even though Gneva's das of an Akam is usur, that's if you looks like you're showing him a favor. It's all the sukkahs of Masechta Chulin. But Baba Kama Kufir Gimel Amad Bey also gives, you're not claiming to have done him a favor. You're doing things which are a little bit, sleight of hand. So that's considered to be an Isser. The Uraim himself says that Lo Tignovu is an Asnachta and it's a prohibition. So I explained to you that my Rebbe said that Lo Tignovu is Lekicha Mibes violent, as it says, Veguna Mibes or Ish. All the cases in the Baba Kama Kufir Gimel Amad Bey, he didn't take it from the guy's house. It was a cold, sticky cases, 3 or 4 cases. We had some sleight of hand over there. So you've dodged the bullet. It's not Gnevas Das. It's not Gnevas Mammon. Gezel Akum is Mutter. There was presumably no Chilul Hashem. So that's why it was considered permissible. And the Psak Halach is that Gezel Akum is Osir Min HaTorah. But Oshek, which means where you just don't pay back what you really owe him, is permissible. Of course, also what is no chil Hashem. You should always attempt to do kiddush Hashem. Even aveda sakam, which is clearly mutter, still should do kiddush Hashem and give it back. That's a famous story of Shimon ben Shetach. But pshat Gemara against according to the Rabban and presumably the Reim. But there are those who can't. The Reim is just too much for them. So we're going to do it with the Rabban. Rabban, Uraim, not everyone has to say for Uraim. Everyone has a Shas Bavli. Every Shas Bavli has a Rabban. So what do you do with it if you don't want to accept the Uraim? There's an Or Sameach. Or Sameach says, Gezel Akam is awesome. But there's no mitzvah of Ashava. You pointed it out yesterday, that the Avera was done already. So why is it still a mitzvah of Avera? The answer is you're required to give it back. Oh, there's no Ashava by Gezel Akam. Right, because the Pesukim of Veheshiv are referring to Israel. That's what he says. Or Sameach says so. Beautiful. Beautiful pshat. It's not Lachem. Right? It's his, but you're supposed to normally give it back. You're not required to give it back, but it still belongs to him. Of course, the problem is Rashi. Rashi says over here, the last Rashi in Aflamin and Aleph, my time of Stam Akum Gazle Arisa Mi Yisrael Ninu. Now the word Miyisrael is in bold print. The bold print is supposed to be a caption from Shas Bavli. I'm not sure if that's really true, or they just forgot to unbold it. I don't know. Is there another Girsa? Look at the. I don't know. Is it Girsas and Shas? We don't have the word Yisrael, obviously. Rabban had said to him on Gezel Akum. I'm wondering if the word Miyisrael is supposedly a Girsas Rashi, or more likely they forgot to unbold it. Huh? What do you say? It's bold in our print. We don't have a different. Now Osvaldo took over the world. You have any other Gemaras have a non-bold print? I don't know. That's what Rashi says, Mi Yisrael. Says you're a Samech, because you stole from a Goy. Then in fact, you'd be Kone, B'yish Kedi, because there's no Chiv of Hashava. Oh. The whole reason why Yish is not Kone, because of Chiv Hashava. Okay. So that's why Rashi said, the whole pilpul of Yish and Shinu Rishus would be superfluous if it was Gezel Akum. Must be Gezel Yisrael. Of course, the question becomes, how to explain the Ramban Shita? Why did Yesh Hashini Rishus, right? He himself agrees, presumably. There's no chiyuv of Hashava, as we explained. That's why it's not a mitzvah haba, ba'aveira. Again, according to Rosh Hashanah's trap. According to the Arayim's trap, Shara Melech, no problem. There's no aveira. But according to Rosh Hashanah's trap, the way he learned pshat, so he's saying pshat in Rashi is one way. So how, if you lefiyah Rosh, how you go to the Ramban's pshat requires explanation. Maybe he holds that even if there's no chiyuv Hashava, it's not called a mitzvah haba, ba'aveira. Okay? Nonetheless, you're still not konev. We have a lumda shavart that the reason why you're not konev for years is because of the chiyuv hashav. Perhaps the Ramban disagrees, and the Ramban says years is not konev, even in the absence of a chiyuv hashav. This may connect to the Ramban in Baba Machteres, famous Ramban in Sanhedrin, beginning of Perek Mansor Omore. There seems to say there that maybe there is the reason you're not kona is because there is a chiyuv hashava. Against what we're saying now, that the reason you're not kona is because is even if there's no chiyuv hashava, perhaps a little bit complicated. There's yet another Ramban in Baba Metzia Dav Chavav, which relates to this discussion. So we can suggest again one more time that this is a possible pshat in the Ramban. It's interesting. The case over here, according to Rosh Hashanah, he said if he stole from a Yisrael, presumably there is a chiyuv of a heshiv, even though the heshiv is said by Yisrael and not by goyim. Right? So the goyim who stole from a Yisrael, why is there a heshiv? So the pashut pshat is because the Gemara says in Masechta Baba Kama, that same daf kuf yud gimel, kach dineinu, that since we, with respect to a Yisrael, would have a chiyuv of hashava towards another Yisrael, the goy would have as well. Ad kan, a little discussion. Now, we are almost done with the sugya of Mitzvah of Aveira and his Gezel, but there's one more thing we haven't yet discussed, which is Aflam and Aleph, Aman Aleph. In the case of someone throwing somebody out of his land, with the question of Karaka and Exelis, and the Kasha of Rabbi Akiva Egan. There's a world famous Kasha by Rabbi Akiva Egan. Akiva Egan says over here as follows. The last three lines of the Tosus Avo on Laman Aleph, Aman Aleph say like this. Came in the Kaima Breshusa Shal Ruvein, the Lodaim of the Kaka, the Becheskas Habalam of Medes, the Kaka and Kaka and Exelis. Tosus is saying over here, you know why Kaka and Exelis? What do you mean? You come and you steal my field. You steal my field. You throw me out of my field. But the field is still mine. So there's no Kinyan Exelim. So therefore, you're not going to say, so Kaka's ain't an Exelis. Right? So the field remains mine. You know, you pitch your tent, but the karka remains mine. The implication of this tosis is, if you could pick up the karka, and you take a big, what do they call those big caterpillar things, you know, they take a big shovel, humongous, pick the whole field up, carry it away, and move it over a mile down the road. Then you would say, a karka is an exelus. That's the implication of tosis. As Ramban, the Rabbi Kivege, it's against him, a furush of Gemara. Look at Kivege, Tamu Ali, Harmina Yotzu Avodim, Hukshu the Karkos, Im kenim gozal avodim v'chnisim lebeso, ein exalim v'shot from norm and chayv b'achru yusa. I mean, after ein chayom b'shus abaylim, ein b'shus agazlan. I feel ochi ein exalos sarachi gadol. Wow, talk about a kasha. Sarachi gadol. Whoa, a kasha. So the answer may be, this is quoted from the Chazon Ish, that it's true. It's like karka with respect to chiyuv onsin. There's no kinyan exalim. And that's what no kinyan exela, if they've shut for nor, will be put for paying for the avodah. But the mitzias, Rabbi Osai is, the mitzias is that the sukkah is gzula from the bialim, and it's eino bishusa. What happened over here? What's the case? The funny case that Tosus is giving. I build a sukkah in your property, and then you throw me out. So now, I'm really thrown out. I'm thrown out, and therefore, we say in such a circumstance, right, that kind of a case would be considered an act of gzela on your part, even though there's no kinyan gzela, but it's eno b'shuso, as you know, the Gemara has beferish that gozal lo nesiyasha abayam shnei mechol hakdish zelav yishena shalom zelav yishena b'shuso. Ain't a b'shusam. So it seems to me what's happening as follows. As far as mitzvah b'aveira, we said you need a cheftza shel gozel, a kinyan gezela, etc., etc. We're not discussing that over here. We're discussing over here the gzeras akasiv of lecha, right? Lechem, I should say. Shalachem. That's with respect to lulav, and with respect to sukkah, we're discussing lecha, right? Chag tasa lecha, we have tasa b'dal. Okay? Keep that in mind. So it seems to me that although with respect to Mitzvah Avei made it a cheftza goz with kinyan exela, we just spoke of that before, with respect to the L'chol, the whole Tiasa Gozel, this is also considered in the category of Gozel. Who said so? Rabbi Chanan said so. What did Rabbi Chanan say? It's a machlokas, the Balamon, the Ramban, in the following case. Somebody stole something, said Baba Kama, beginning of the fourth parak. Somebody stole something and said, you know what? Here, you can take it back. But he didn't give it back yet. What's it did? So the Balamor says, it's already b'shus of the Nigzel. Because the Gazan said, take it back. So the Nigzel can be makdashim. Ramban says, no! It's the Kinyan Gzela over here. Kinyan Gzela over here is not expire until the Gazan actually gives it back into his hand. So therefore the Nigzel cannot be makdashim. Says Rabbi Chanan, the machlokes is in that case, where the control has gone back to the Nigzel, the Gazan gave up, but the Kinyan has not been eliminated. So Balamora says that once the control is there, you can be makdashit. And Ramban says, no, there's a Kinyan Zela, which knocks out Rishuso as well. But the other way around, what will happen if there's no Kinyan Zela, but it's not Rishuso de facto? Says Rabbi Chanan, there everyone would agree it's Eno Rishuso. All Machlokas is if there's a lack of Kinyan Zela, if there's a lack of real control, even the Ramban would agree that it's considered to be Eno Rishuso. Agrees to the Balamor, he just adds a new level. So says Rabbi Chanan, that would answer the question over here. Rabbi Kivege, who asks this kasha, does not this teretz, is Lishitoso, in Bava Metzia Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, where he says, if there's no Kinyan, Yochel Akdisho, even though it's not Rishus of Metzius. He claims that Machlokas, the Ramban Balamor, is absolute in both directions. According to Balamor, depends only upon control. According to Ramban, depends only upon Kinyan. Okay, so this is what to end up the sugya. We have a lot more to say, but we have to just, we just can't spend the rest of the day on this topic. Just wanted to bring that to your attention. Ad kan, Rabosai, this important point in the sugya of Zela and Mitzvah Habo Baveir. Ad kan, there's one nice little twist over here. Rabosai, what does the Mosai over here on that Lamed Aleph and Mad Aleph? Tanya Rabbanan, see the Gemara first, we should have said this earlier. Suka Gezula, Mesachim Rishus Aram, Rabbi Lez opposed the Chacham and Machshiri. Machlok Shetokim is Chaver about Tzio Misukos. Rabbi Lez Latamei, the Amar Eino Dem Yotzi Lechavosu Misukos Shal Chaver. Why not? I Karka Nigzeles Suka Gezulahi. Finami Karka Eino Nigzeles Suka Shulahi. And according to the Rabbi Lez, Suka Shula is no good. Right? No good. Now, the Gemara implies that there are two separate reasons to pass it, right? If it's Zula, it's one, it's a problem, Zula, and if Kaka and Exalus, then it's Shaula. So they quote a Kashim from Shimon Shkop. Why are we dividing it into two? Why? If you need Shalachem, right? So Shaula is not Lachem, I said Lacha has to be yours. Shul is not yours and Gzul is not yours. Why is it divided in two? So they quote a teretz from Chaim Shmulevitz. I would love to quote him, Rashiva the Biri Yeshiva, the great Gedolim of our time, who said, you know what? You could have imagined that if you borrowed it, you're not Yotze. If you steal it, you are Yotze. It sounds counterintuitive. We pass it, of course, if I care. We pass in a borrowed sukkah is good against Rabbi Eliezer, and a stolen sukkah is no good. But Lefi Rabbi Lazi, he could have imagined the possibility. If you borrow it, it's no good. Right? But if you stole it, it is good. If you look at the first Rashi, the first narrow line, Lez Tameh Suka Shula and Yotzimah is Perak Ayoshin. Manashach Zupsula. He could have argued that Gzula, you have Kinyon Exela, and the Kinyon Exela give you a measure of Bilus. Minach Kamina, one. You don't have to pay for it. If I rent the car, I have to pay the rental. If I steal the car and give it back, I don't have to pay the rental fee. Okay? There it is. Number two, the fact that I need a pasuk to tell me, Yishkach is beso kodesh. Ma beso shalo av kol shalo. Ma beso brishuso av kol brishuso. So you need a pasuk to tell you, my base of shalov kol shalov. Without the pasuk, you might have argued, I mean, theoretically, that the gazan can be maklashit because he has some measure of bialis. And he also quotes a gemara in Masechta Sota, daf mem gimel, the pasuk that the guy is not chozer me orche hamelchama. So the achronim asks, what do you mean? It's not mine. The answer is you might have thought that kinyan exam make it yours. I've kind of a little extra little twist in the sugya based on the dolim of the past generation. Shimon Shkop and his. One of his talmidim, Chaim Shmuel was a talmid of his, so it's nice to have this duo. Ad kan the sugya. Now we finished part one. Now we start today's shiur. This is all should have been yesterday's shiur. That's all planned out, but I guess all falling behind. Today I'm afraid I'm going to fall behind again. But today's topic is lulav. Lulav. So before we get to lulav proper, we have to look at the first Rashi in the perek. Right. Till now we discussed gozel, now yovish. The first three words, lulav, ha-gozel, va-yovish. Till now we discussed gozel. Today we discuss yovish. What's yovish? It's Rashi Debina, mitzvah, mehuderes, v'siv, ve'an ve'hu. Ribbono shel olam. Ve'an ve'hu. Tosis jumps on Rashi. Oh my goodness. Mefarsh b'gemara. Kodim mefarsh b'gemara, abosai. Later on, daf lamed aleph. Mishum de'iskesh lulav de'esrit, v'siv be'hodar. Right? That's a mefarsh b'gemara. On Lamed Aleph and Aleph. Let's take a look at the Gemara. Lamed Aleph and Aleph. What does the Gemara say? Look at the Gemara. Tana Yavish Pasul. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. Rabbi Yehuda is Machshir. That's the price it says. Okay, you with me? Says the Halakha Gemara. Omer Machlokas. Belula the Rabbanan Savi Machshin Lula the Esrik. My Esrik Boy Hoder Af Lula Boy Hoder. Rabbi Yehuda Savala Machshin Lula the Esrik. I'm the Esrik. I'm the Esrik. I'm the Esrik. Okay. Ulva bar abu the hadar ayakdenu, right? Mar says no, a different reason. Ay vatnan ognas milde rabbi Yehuda shem hadar, no, different reason. Ulv tzarich eged, this is chamish aminim, fine. So that's what, so good. Uva asking me bar abu the hadar. First, when I asked the kasha, Ulva doesn't hold from hadar. Now I ask the kekert, Ezra he holds from hadar. I will learn. Right? It says over here, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Yevashin, the last line of the daf. So you behold us that you don't need a hoda even when it comes to Esrik, Laman Alphabet Beis. Let's keep going. Well, it's Ein Shas Atzchak, Raya. Okay, I have to get to that a little bit later on, perhaps. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Yevashin, Sharon, Amai Lava Esrik. No, the Mazda, Lo Alulov. Lo Alulov. Okay? Fine. So the Gemara says, Esrik, Esrik Ayoshin, Posel, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, Tshufta de Rava Tshufta, Tshufta de Rava Tshufta. What does that mean? You see, Klar, Rabbi Yehuda is Machshir. Excuse me, Rabbi Yehuda, where are we? Rabbi Yehuda is Machshir, an Esrik Ayoshin. You see what? Rabbi Yehuda holds that even when it comes to an Esrik, you don't need Hada. Rava said, Fakert. Rava said, that he agrees that you need Hada by Esrik. This doesn't derive Lulav from Esrik. That's what Rava said. Rava's Itosav. With me? So, but in any event, you see, Klav Nigamara, Lulav is derived from Hada, from Esrik. So, so one answer to Rashi is, what do you mean? They quote a Gemara which is Itosav. You shlug up Rashi and Gemara which is shlugged up already. You shlug it up from an upka shlug on the Gemara. Huh? That's why you have to have Van Veya. That's one answer. Okay, well, let's go a little bit further. Again, another Kasha also says, V'lo mishu pirish kundi mishu b'ksiv zekel Van Veya, en Van Veya ele lechat chila, v'lo mifsla v'achi kundi muchach perakam adaf yud alaf mebeis, ame rabbon and lula mitzvah leogla mishu mishanem zekel Van Veya lo agdo koshin. Mefurish! Stop right here. Two bombshell Kashas against Rashi. So the first we gave one tentative answer. The Gemara from which they quoted is shlugged up, it's Robert Itosif. But the second kasha is even, in a sense, more bothersome. more bothersome. So let's open up to the Chiddushim of Rabbi Elazar Moshe Horowitz. Very famous. Rabbi Moshe Horowitz discusses this question right over here. Take a look in the back. Here we are. Nebosai. With me? Lo Misa B'Hachi. It's page Yud Dalet, column 3, halfway down. Abo Begitin Dav Chof Aleph Muchach De Bepomim De Pesul Mishim Zakei Levi Anveyu. You never guess that Rosh Hashanah. Zala Zion Aleph Vav Aleph. What can I tell you? Zakei Levi Anveyu, right? What's the case over there? As Koros in the Sefer Torah. Yesh Loma. The Hasa Mishim Kedusha. Very nice. My Rebbe of Soloveitchik Zichrono Livracha said along these lines, but he added a different dimension. And I want to tell you what my Rebbe added, because it's important to see the addition, the fundamental point, the comparison to the Gemara in Gittin, my Rebbe had as well. That's true. But he added a point which Rabbi Elazar Moshe does not really have, which is, again, an important point, which is that Lulav, like Sefer Torah, is not a... I'm sorry to use this expression, but I don't know of a better one. It's not a regular mitzvah. That sounds like some of a put down, chas v'shalom. No. Rather, when it comes to Arba Minim is something which we have to look in Arashi on Af Lamed Vav Omid Beis. That's my Rebbe Eric. So Rabbi Elazar Moshe did not have over here. What does Rashi say over here before Lamed Vav Omud Beis, right? Ela L'Rav, the Yomai Zahado Kasher, etc. I feel it b'shenin Ad L'Rav Lo Nafik Lo Mitzvah Hadu Rabin. And why? Hold Umaskir Shem Shamayim Olav Kedema Bereish Pirkin Yovish Posel Lo Shiyon Derish Lo Dvsheni Ukim De Be'in And Hod Of Aleka. Here Rashi introduces that just to be look Ze Keli Be'an Ve'yu. It's God's name. So Rashi says over here, as the concept of Maskur Shem Shamayim Olav, it's comparable to the Askaras of a Sefer Torah. How do you know it's true? Rebbe brought a number of rites. One, you have to have Nanuim and the Lulav by Halal, the Kiyum of the Mitzvah Sasei of Lulav, because Halal and Nanuim is a Shem Shamayim and the Lulav. The Ravid says, we'll get to soon, Lo Amesim Yehalaluka, Ayovish, right? You see, it's an Indian of Halal, right? Halal is Halat Ma'akim, but see, it's a din. In Roar Lahalo, Chaloshem Shemayim, and of course the famous ritual we spoke about yesterday, only by Korban and Lulav, which is Maratza, like a Korban. And it's a Gemara, Bosai, Lamed Zayin Omud Beis. But the Gemara says, what are you doing over here? With the Molech, Molech, Umeir, Lemisha Abba, Harucha Shalom, Malu, Mora, Lemisha Shemayim, Varat Shalom, Shem Shemayim. This is my Rabbi added to the words of Rabbi Elazar Moshe. So it's a very important Hosafa. Important Hosafa. Good. So some Anveyos are Ma'akev, and some Anveyos are not Ma'akev. The question, of course, is what's the rule? So one, you say Shem Shemayim, that's the rule. Shem Shemayim. Okay? The Rebbe said even more than that. Some Anveyos are just pure aesthetics. You can't put your finger on it. You have a silver estric box. Gold, that's it's not bounded. It's just the aesthetic spirit. Of course, that's not ma'akev, but we call the chesara noy gomor is ma'akev. Lulav ayavesh is a balmum mufka minayas korosei v'torah. Eged is just a nice thing to do. Yeah. What about the first kashan tosfos, the Gemara? So we gave one teretz, the Gemara Shlugda. Rebbe gave a different teretz. Rebbe also said Rashi was bothered by Tosfos Kasha. Take a look on Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos Be'in and Hodah Veleka. Frek Tosfos, wait a second. Wait a second. Mashdav sheet led to be nahad to the kuliyomi for the chemish alachem is only yom tervishin. Okay. V'chein ulekachta mivatina minei choser. The Bible says it's never beferish. We said it's not beferish in the Gemara. Not beferish in the Gemara. It's just not. But we know that choser is no good. Moa throws in the expression of the kichatama. So Tosis is assuming it's the kichatama lekachta lachem by yom arishin. That's why Chos is only possible Yom Tevishin, because it's considered a lack of Lekicha Tama. Lo Mifsal of Yom Tevishin, as it says in Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis, the fact is clear. But V'tema, Maishna Zemizeh, Hakulu Badei Hadad Iksivi B'chad Kro, U'lekach Nalachem B'yom Arishin Priyetz Hodr. Aye, those which are found before the world Yom Rishon, U'lekach Nalachem, Lekicha Tama and Lachem, but Hodr is Basrei, it's different, great Kasha. Why? Because they ask a kasha from other places. I bought mina makom says zeh from the kichatama, and it obviously applies all 7 days. So therefore you're stuck. Lekach nira, the last three lines. Time the time of mishum the yom rishon daraisa begvulin ushayomi the rabbanan zeichel lemiklash. It says later on. Hilchah. Beikar alakicha gon dalad minim alakicha lekalecha tikkun b'shayom and kain daraisa v'chein behadar mishum hidur mitzvah aval b'chaser v'shol lo tikkun in other days. So it's all based upon some kind of a svara. What is a svara? The Rebbe explained the svara, a din prati which only applies to the arba minim. We can be more mekil and the antasheni, as opposed to what we call a din klali, harder the din klali, right? It's a general din, and therefore it would apply all days. And therefore, we're suggesting Rabbi Osai Yavesh is a psul harder applies to kol Torah kulak shema sefer Torah. You need the mitzvah. Rashi explained it's even by the Rabbanan, it's possible, but harder, right? Is a din klali, as we said. Okay. Therefore, it's ma'akev. That kind of hod is ma'akev. That's what my Rebbe said. Achish. Okay, Rabbosai, this is this initial foray into the sugya of lulav hayavish. It's interesting. The Balamor had his own Torah. The Balamor again is bothered by this fundamental question. Everyone's bothered by this question. How do you get out of this Gemara? So there are a number of ways out of this Gemara. We just saw Tosa's way out. Why is there a distinction between Choser and Yovish? So Tos gave it a beautiful svara why it should be so. The Balamor says that Yovish is the definite Hakriveu no lepechosecha. Psh. Hakriveu no lepechosecha. Fine. Where does it say that? Ooh. The Ramban is Eina b'Talmud. You're showing on a book you want Tanakh, Balamor? That doesn't help. That's in the Talmud somewhere. That's the Ramban's kash against the Balamor. So it's the Poskin Malachi. The Poskin Malachi. And it's in the same perek. You know, we have over here, the Poskin over here, Malachi Aleph Yud Gimel. See, it's Torah Rasholim. Look at Malachi Aleph Ches. Hakrivein ola pechasecha. You would give this kind of a carbon to your landlord, or your feudal lord, your regent. Okay? And the Balamor said it's most lagavoa. Yes, fortunately, it's found in one place in Shas. But Babasrit Sad is Zion of a base. What's the case over there? Yayin Sherecho Ra is puzzle. Because it's most, Rashbam says. And that's the same. What's the Pshat? Alumnus, my Rabbi said. Chalos Shem Shemayim applies to Kiddush. That's the case of Babasra. Like a carbon. Kiddush is Shira Layayim. And this of most. This is a mos because it's just Reich Ra, things of this nature. You know, the Ramban is Ein of a Gemara, this is the Babasra. This applies, Rabosai, to things of Kiddush. Mos Makos Aveir and Avodah Zarah applies to all mitzvahs, as the Rambam has in Fun Elsa. This is the discussion of the Balamor. So the Balamor has his own sheet. Fine. The Ravid passes all 7 days. Lo Amesi Mehaluka. Mace. In other words, see, everyone has come from the position, if Chaser is possible, Mishim Hodor. Tosfos and Rashi have this Chiddush Nifla, that Chaser is possible to the Kicha Tama. That's a Chiddush. not the Pasha Pshat. The Pasha Pshat is all a question of Hadar. So then the question becomes, if Hadar only the first day, Varaya Chosim was kosher after day one, so why is this different? So either because Hakivena Lepecha Secha, Shitas Ha Balamor, or the Ravid, Lo Amesim Mehal Luka, it's Mamish, it's Mufka from the Shem, Abaminim, completely, based on the Yerushalmi. The Gemara said, Hadar, it's the Ravcha, the Milsat, to quote a Pasuk in the Torah, Lo Amesim Mehal Luka is a Pasuk in Tehillim, as we know from Halel. Kevin Shumais Kamisha Eino Dami. It's like nothing. Maybe it's Chatus and Mechta Shiuri, right? The Ramban doesn't like the. Take a look at the Ramban since we have it. It's Chaval not to see. Ramban and Hilchas Hasagas and Hilchas Lulav. Ah, I'm so happy they printed here in the Hanawa Shas. The Ozva Hoda, they did us such a big favor. They printed the Ravid. We didn't take enough advantage of it. It's back on the here, but we saw it a few times. He has the Ravid and the Ramban and his Hasagas on the Ravid are printed here. It's right after the Tosefta. Hilchos Lulav L'Ravid V'Hasagas Ramban. Page Aleph. Page Aleph. We don't have to go past page Aleph. Okay? The Ravid is in block print, and the Ramban is in Rashi print, as it should be. He's Masik on the. Umashaka. Arabs al Mitzarev Tam. The Kemeshu Mace. Kemeshen Odabi Chetus Semech Lashiri. Hech Nisvach Badabah Shinir Lenai Behepech. What are you saying? You shouldn't say it's like it's dead and it's crumbling. Just because it's dry? So what? Heichan Motzah Ravze and Yin Shneva Al Dover Mace Kmishen Boshir and Yituma. No. He thinks the Ravid is incorrect. He thinks it's incorrect. Not only that, he says that the Ritzuos can be last for a number of years. Right, number of years. Rabasa. Okay. So he doesn't like the Ravid, and now we're stuck. So why do we say that the Yavish is a problem? So, Rabosai, let's take a look in the Ran, page Lamed Zayin. See what his teretz is. This is all coming to answer the same question. Lamed Zayin. Okay. The question, of course, becomes, why is it this way? Why? So before we get to the Ramban, let's take a look at the Ramban, see what the Ramban says. Ava the Rambanza. Everyone see it? It's on page Lamed Zayin, column 2, more than halfway down. Tiritz. This is the obvious kasha. The Varai Tana Bakuli Pirkin Kostosik Vatani Lo Shiyot Evish Lo Shiyot Evsheini Miu Yotav Sheni the Shmaitin, Lo Dom Yotav Sheni the Shmaitin of the Esther Shinichbu Achborim. Shem the Yotav Sheni the Shmaitin Docha, Haino Shal Torah, Vechula Masnis in the Pirkin, Bishal Torah Ari, means in the base of Mikdash. Vlo Askinim Shal the Ram, Klaad Masnis in the Malaf from an Alf to Tnan, Vrishona Yolul of Nitla of Mikdash Shiva of Medina Yomechot, Kulu Pasulim in the Masnis in Lo Shi on the Rishon of Sheni, Shal Torah in the Mikdash. Will the come on bishmaiten the eden dukvav borim will be on the shel devrayim afa gav the tnab neka vechosa kolshu posul bishel torah bishenish shel devrayim miya kosher. Wow, unbelievable. So he's saying that Hada does apply all 7 days with a level of Doraisa in the Mikdash, but it's not applied to the Rabbanah. They weren't makwe so much. Fret around further. V'chitema, hechinema the kula masnisin afiliyant of sheni shel Torah, but not the kamadav lamadal estrik shel orlev and shel truma tumeya posel. Says the Gemara, fisheema het erachila or sheinim din mamon. V'ani time lo sagi elav yant of rishin to be in a lachem. Avav sheni amai ikalimemar. The kevad isuri hanoninu chtusim et b'shirayu dirole in l'mishim hetel srefi omedes, etc., etc., etc. That's what he's suggesting. I can't read the entire thing. Okay? Mi was the last paragraph. Hanadavka b'sheni d'oraisa av l'sheni shel d'vrayan v'shechish yon shmai d'diyas v'tum v'achbarim kosher u'mimenu yesh lumot kol ha'psulim shezkiru chachamim b'pgamim shel arbominim shebulu me sheni ahoda shekulam k'sher d'sheni d'vrayan atzad ha'mechaba paskins 2 days for me'ikir dem t'armat zifei like the Ramban. Wow. Wowie. Okay? Amazing. Oh. Next paragraph. Ulefima shakasafti lamala. He says, Umiu Ika. There's Umiu Ika. The top line of column 2 of Lamed Zayin, of page Lamed Zayin. Here we see a positive return of the young Rishishan. Under the Shani. You see here, stomach a tani shena shel devrayem. Bishlami yavish bina hada leka. Kol shena hada pos kol shiva. We do not lama bava mit beis. So what did Tosa say? No, it's choser. It's a different, it's not hada. It's a different psul of the kichatama. They didn't accept that. Yesh lama. The ena chinami, the shena nami bina hada. Nefi yom mach shal kaman esrik shenek vuach borim. Shudu mekayem be hada b'mashen nisha mimenu. You believe it? The remainder is hada. Took a bite. The remainder is hoda. Okay? Mashenge biyavish, shenitl kol hadoro. Well, it makes him hell look up. That's the Ran's answer. So there's the Ran's answer, there's the Ramban's answer, there's the Balamor's answer, there's the Raivad's answer, there's Tosa's answers. 5 answers that we had to this very fundamental question. What's going on? How do you jive Chof Testament based Lama Bava based? 5 different answers in Rishonim. Wow. It's a very important topic about that. We can't go into any further because time is not allowed. Just be aware of this fundamental machlokas of Gedolei HaRishon. Okay, Rabosai, so far so good? So far so good. Again, much more to be said about everything here, but the time does not allow us to go into everything in great depth. Oh, but I guess we should discuss one more thing over here, at least a little bit. Rabosai, according to the Rambam, we never discussed about the Rambam Pshita. Everybody else we had. What's the Rambam? Because the Rambam is not here. Everyone else was here. We saw it. We saw Tosfos. We saw the Ramban. We saw the Ran. We saw the Raivad. Right? And we saw the Balamor. Right? Hakafel Pechasecha. We didn't really see it so much. We should really look for a second and just the Yotze. The Balamor says over here. Daf Lama Tess, Hakuveu Nola Pechosecha, right? And the Ramban, as we said before, didn't like it. He didn't like it. Long Ramban. Can't read the whole thing now. Bottom line, I take it from my word for it. He asked Akasha, Eina b'Gemara. He doesn't like that answer. He didn't like the Raivad answer too much either. Again, just don't have the time to read this long Ramban. It's there, okay? I both said, just can't do it. What the Rambam Shita? The Rambam seems to say that Hodor is not a problem 7 days, even in the base of Mikdash, against the Ramban. Why? Who smacht them as a seven mitzvah, right? We had this a little later on in the parak. Ulekach no yomarishin. All the details. Who smacht them lefnei Hashem alokechem shivas yomim is a separate mitzvah. A separate mitzvah. Okay? Ulekach no lechem asaf hodor shalachem. Not a smacht them. Nonetheless, you have to have a cheft of an esrik. It's also b'achil, it's not a pre-eis hodor, as it says in Pirish Mishnais. And avodah zarah chitus lemech lashir, no cheft at all. No chefs at all. This is the opinion of the Rambam. Okay. I gozel no mitzvah b'avera. So the Balamo, they claim that the Rambam didn't pass like the Balamo, no mitzvah b'avera. We spoke about this yesterday. I don't want to go into it again. Fine. It's interesting. The Gemara that we just saw a few minutes ago on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, going through the Sugah of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan, said something very interesting. The Gemara said in the second line, "Ein Shas Adchak Raya." You can't bring a raya from Shas Adchak to normal time. So we do in Shas, we all know this throughout the Klal and Shas. What you do in the Shas Adchak cannot determine what you do in normal time. Shas Adchak, we do things which we ordinarily are not permitted to do. Ein Shas Adchak Raya. So we'll have to come to it hopefully a little bit later today, how that applies in real life. Okay? Again, I can't go into all the protein right now. I'm looking at the clock, it's already 10 o'clock. She is halfway over. We haven't started really yet to come out all the Psalm of Lulav. We have to just go over what we saw once over lightly. Because we just can't. Can't do everything. I feel bad, but can't. Just mentioning now, because I may forget to do it later, that the Rambam does say that Shas Atzchak Yovish is kosher. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? So he can suggest that if there's nothing any nicer than that, it's considered to be hoder. Hoder is a relative term. It's a relative term. The Vilna Gaon suggests no. He says that all the other minim, it would be okay. But now when it comes to Estrig, because Estrig, the definition is hoder. So it's definitional. That's a whole different story. We'll come back again. Just want to at least have a little one word about that for the moment. Then if Shas Adchak, we'll come back to it, Mr. Shem, a little bit later. But yeah, Belinet. Let's not go back to the issue of Yavish. Okay? Yavish. Okay. We mentioned this idea of the Vilna Gaon. There's a Miri. The Miri explains Rashi Shita, right? Rashi Shita, that you can't learn from Esrig, because Esrig Etzem Ahus is harder. Priyetz harder. Nechma Lamara, the Mirgag Lemerzi, as opposed to Lulav. So Amveyu tells you that you derive Lulav from Esrig. Not like Eged. Eged lo nitel hadaro legami over the Eved Kosher, along the lines of the Ran. The local Abidah Shavas of Sulhoder, Sheyavesh Kul Kola Kolach Lucho, Nitla Hadraso, Kodam Shinitla Chayusa. Like the Shami of Mace. Okay. The Gemara. So the Miri says, Gemara slugged up. Fine. Now, how you define Yavish? That's our next topic. Let's turn to the Rush for a moment in Simon Aleph. Okay. Rush Simon Aleph. How do we define Yavish? Ein leforesh ha-yavish ma-yavish ha-pegim ha-midim, which is 12 months old. Right? Because by Hadassim, it says, Yavish ha-ol v'shtaybo shlosher ba-yalim lachim kosher. How would ein ha-yavish ha-tol b'zman, ela b'yavish, can't, because if it's, how can there be some leaves that are 12 months, and some is not 12 months? So how can it be? That's the Rosh's kasha against the 12-month shita. There are those who say, yes, 12 months. What is it with this Gemara? The answer is mean. Some leaves sprouted later. Some leaves are 12 months. Some leaves sprouted later. Okay? So the Rosh didn't like that. Ela, Yavesh, column 2, the Hacha, Yeshafarash, Kama Yavesh, the O's in Bechor, in Bechorus. What does it mean? Nifrechas b'tziporin. It's so dry, you touch it with your fingernail, it's going to crumble. Razalevi says, no, it only applies to Ochel. That's not how to apply over here. Yatzu mikla chmushim v'oval lachlukas nigra yavish. The Rabbi says the piece depends on the minute. By lulav it says after a couple of years it's not nifrach. Ena omad al yavshusim v'pricho v'shvira. Simanochet v'yosher be'mina eitzim v'hu hamara shalem. He goes man shema lehem mara yarkus u'siman alachus o akmishus v'enem yaveshim avishakola kol mara yarkus shalem v'yalbina pneim. Adam can mason. Says in Yerushalmi, I Agamar says Hada. Still, Simagadalu, Yalbina Panav Yaza Kemes. You see, sometimes hadasim yisyabshu olav achin defrochan biyad v'adayinu yirukim tichilasa. Omrani shein donan olsem kivvashin v'shem tishu olsem b'mayim yom yomayim yachzul l'kemol shayim b'mishmushim b'marayim. Al mishabinu p'neim, then they're dead. Dead lo yachzul, finished. Atkan, all a quote of the Ravid. So the Rosh quotes the Ravid at great length here in Simon Aleph in Paraglulav Agos. Okay? Fine. So different opinions again is how you define Yavish. Alright? But that is another issue, Rabbi Osai. Where do you find Yavish? How dry is dry? This leads us to the other Psulim of Lulav. So there are a number of Psulim and Lulav, and we can't go to every single one of them in greatest depth in one day. But if you just look at the Rosh at the very beginning in Siman Aleph, he just quotes the Mishnah verbatim. Lulav HaGavul VaYavish Pasul. Shalash Sherish Nidachas Pasul. Niktam Rosho Nifritzu Olav Pasul. Okay, those are the two in the Gemara. Nikt in the Mishnah. Niktam Rosho and Nifritzu Olav. What do these things mean? Let's take a look on the Rosh Siman Beis. He tells you what these things mean. Abosai, give a look. L'chora nira l'farish b'shnei olam o'am tsoyim ayotzim e'rosh ha'shedra. Oh, what do we call that in our shprach? What do we call that? It's called a tiyomis, right? The word tiyomis is not found in the Mishnah, right? Not found over here. You'll find it in the Gemara, right? But we're not there yet. V'kosh et b'gemara m'rishu b'levi nitla tiyomis posel v'hein olsen shnei olam o'am tsoyim v'afilu b'nikta posel. Why have to say that nitl agarmi is possible? So Mishnah says, even if niktam, if it's cut, kalachom, it's removed completely, it's sarach loma. The niktam rosh omari, even niktam rosh rov ha'olim, v'rosh oshel kolola v'yola, komar, v'alosh and dochuk. So in other words, niktam is all the leaves, and nital is even completely only the top leaf. V'yesh loma, the nitla itzruch lemeshu b'nevi lashmina nisakatay lechamina tavi hodor yoseh mi niktam. You know, something that's chopped in the middle looks terrible. You remove it completely, it looks better. Inami b'nitla achas minatiyomas de minikla lamifsla el v'shteyan. It could be a double top leaf. Okay, but rivers al kosem nistapikli eizel v'rosho v'ol yonim afal pish lochosem v'nashedra klum. Oshem alonikra rosh ala rosh ha-shedra. Whoa, another thing. You know, the leaves stick out. What's the shedra? The spine, where it's thick. Right, it's thick. Right? Anyone know what that is? There's still leaves coming out of it. That's called the shedra. He's not even sure that these things apply past the shedra. He's not sure. Okay. And he quotes a Yerushalmi. Yav shot tzitziso mao. Ma ben zeh lekotum. Zehodu bezenehodu. Pirish. What's tzitziso? He had tiyomes who el yona b'loshen vayotze tzitz who el yon vayotze perach vayotze tzitz b'dekom achima ben zeh lekotum amad afilu ki hai posel loboy chisoron b'shedra. Even if there's a chisoron on the top, it's already no good. Need not be a chisoron in the spine itself. Okay? But there's another text. Our text, boy, Kamei Rav Ovin, Yavshu Tzitziso, is another Girsa. Yavshu Hutzin Mao. Al Kol Hutzin Ushoel. Vishashanina Mishnah Seinum. Lula Yavish Apostle. Hanisha Yavish Shedra Shalulav. You know what's going on? He claims the Ravid that Yavish. Till then we discuss how Yavish is Yavish. White. Okay, fine. Now he's saying the Yavish the Shedra, the spine. Ava Yavshu Olav Lo Shamanu. Maybe if all the leaves are white, it's no problem as long as the spine is green. So it should be no good. The Ravid is still subak. was the counter Ramon and by a Hadas, the Flamet Gimel. Hadas, Dictum Rosh of Osbot Tamak Shera, Alma Rosh of the Kama of Guf Hadas, Kama, Shibin Ishiwason, and Yonam Kut Kama, Havel the Mamma, Dictum Rosh of Olive Olive, Olin Kosher, right? Ashmamina, Ain Absul Bolin, Elberosh Habarasvo, Umishavachit Sorach Shialabo Tamra. Okay? Fine. Fine. Bahai Vada, Al Shedra Atzma Kama. This is what the Ravid says. Okay? Bottom line. Okay, so Yavshim Sa'ol is not found anywhere. That's what the Ravid says. Adkan. Adkan goes to the end of the fourth line of the next page. Mashadima Yachad Hadas Lulav Arava, says the Rosh about the Ravid. Lolodam also. The Lulav Lolama Olin Olin Lamala Vyosami Rosh Hashedrak Lach Rosh Olin. Nikron Rosha. So therefore, a Hadas is different. So you can't compare. So the Raya he brings is absolutely no Raya. Mashakosa, the Suga, the Shmait, and Muchach, Musa, Shedra, Kama, Loyadano, Chachazu. Each one is different. You can't prove. But Soda, Kuba, Rosha, Lulav, and a Begufa, Lulav. Right? And the Shedra is called the Lulav and not the Olin? No. Doesn't say that at all. Therefore, he's not sure that the Ravid is right, and his bottom line is Kevashim difference to Rov Olam Davidic Chufi Apostle, Kosh can be Yavish Rovol. So Machlokas between the Ravid and the Rush is Yavish and his Shedra only, Ravid, or the Rov Olam as well, Rush. You with me so far? So we discussed so far how dry is dry, and where dry is dry. Right? The Rush Simon Alpha and the Rush Simon Base. Just a quick Chazara of the Psul of Yavish. Just a very short chazar. Fine. The Ritva actually says that the opposite of the Ravid, that the Chasaron is only in the Ali Lulav. Only in the Ali Lulav. And if you could have the opposite case, it would be kosher. Alim Lachim Shev Yavesh. The Ran says it can't, ain't a motzi. It's almost impossible to have such a case. Fine. This is again different opinions in the Rishonim as to exactly where the Psul Yavish is. Is it in the Shedra? Is it in the Olin? Is it both? All different opinions exist. Fine. Rabosai, so far, so good. Okay, any questions so far? Just trying to cover some of the main bases. We can't do everything. I want to show you one more thing on this topic before we go to the next topic because time is not allowed. Find what I'm looking for. Give me a second. Here we go. I want to share you some of the wisdom of some of the Gedolei HaPoskim on this issue. The two Girsos and the Rishami we saw, right? Yavshu Rov Olav, according to the Rabbi, it's kosher. Only the Shedra is possible. And the Ritva says it's possible. He has the Girsos of Yavshu Tzitziso. Right? You pass that's kosher. It's a hoder, as the Vilna Gaon says. Okay? Keep it in mind. And some suggest, Rabosai, the only time Yavish would passel is Yavish legamre. That's like choser. Legamre. Legamre. In other words, the only time we say that the tippity top Yavish is no good, if it's mamish, nifrach betziporin, then it would be no good. Then it'll be no good. That's what the Chazon Ish says. The Briska Rav, the Medayik from the Gra, didn't say the word Legamre. As long as it's white on top, it's no good. So the Sefer Oz Behodor, remember him? He says it's impossible to say it that way. Because according to the Ritva and the Gra, the Gira says Yavshot Tzitziso. The Gra is Mekas Lashon the Ritva, and the Chazon Ish is right. And therefore, it's only going to be a problem if on the tippity top is so dry, it's nifrach betziporin. That's what he claims. If it looks a little bit white on top, would not be a problem. Wouldn't be a problem. That's what he says. What if the tiyomus is puzzle? What if the tiyomus rather is yavish? So, the question what the Ravid would hold about that is, again, a machlokas, halacha lemaisa. And But there are poskim who want to be machmir. He wants to be mekel. The Ritva only said about Yavish Legamri is like chaser. But other than that, would not be a problem. Ikir Adin. Want to be machmir? Fine, can be machmir, but not Ikir Adin. Okay, just to give you a little bit more of the later poskim. Now, Rabosai, let's discuss the next problem, which is the problem of Niktam, which is going in order. What is Niktam? What do the words Niktam mean? Rabosai, what's Niktam? Let's just go slow. So we saw before what Niktam is, Tosfos' discussion. The Rebbe Kiveg is Medayik from Tosfos that Niktam is the Psul Hodah. Why? He's right, Lechorah. What's more Hodah, what's less Hodah? We saw it in the Rush, but the same thing as in Tosfos. Right? Let's save time. We can see it in the Rush. The Sakatada Chamina Tavi Hodah Yosu Mi Niktam. Right? If it's moved completely, it's more Hodah than Niktam is. You see the Klar and Tosfos, that's a psul of Hodah. It's against the Mefurash of Magen Avraham. There's a Rebbe Kiveges Kasha. The Magen Avraham writes that Niktam is a psul of Lekicha Tama. Lekicha Tama, Nafkamina would be kosher beyond the first day. So the answer to the Kash against the Magen Avraham, we could say, there are three answers in Tosfos in the Rush. Who said we pass like that answer? One could say that. And the truth is, let's be careful. We shouldn't mix our terms. Tosfos is talking about Nital versus Niktam, right? The Magen Avraham's case was Nechakatiyomis. Look at the Gemara of Lamed Beis Amin Aleph from Bosa. Lamed Beis Amin Aleph. Gemara says, right? Nechakatiyomis Mao. Gemara says, Nitla Tiyomis Puzzle. Marlav Hua De Nechaka. Lo, Nitla Shiny De Chosile. That's where the Magen Avraham got it from. Chosile. Chosile. Sounds like chaser, and Tosfos said chaser is what? A lack of lekicha tama is kosher the second day. So that's what the Magen Avraham got, that it's also going to be kosher the second day. So Rebbe Kiveger is against the Tosfos, but Tosfos were discussing hodr. Mora says, Nechla tiyomis nasa kemishin nitla tiyomis upasul. So let's make an equation. Nechlaka is like nitla. Nitla is compared to niktam in the context of hodr. So Rebbe Kiveger is kasha against the Magen Avraham. So one answer might be, as I said to you a few minutes ago, that it's a machloikas, three different days from Tosfos. Who should be passing like the middle day? The middle day is the one who says it's a question of Hodr. Maybe we pass it's a question of Lekicha Tama. Right? That's a possibility. One possibility. Fine. Narrow both sides. There could be other nafkaminis. Again, I can't go into the problem now of what's exactly considered Niktam, Rubo. It's impossible to go into every last prat, but we should at least open the Shulchan Aruch for a minute. Okay? Let's open up. You have a big Shulchan Aruch? Once we're here, let's see Rebbe Kiveger. Tof Resh Mem Hey Sivov. I haven't opened the Shulchan Aruch yet all day. More than an hour into the Shia, I haven't opened it yet. It's out of character. Okay? Take a look at Tov Resh Mem Hey, which is a siman about Luluf. Let's see. Okay. Sivav. Niktam Rosho Dahainu. Sheniktamu Rov Ha'olim Ha'olionim. Who said so? Tur B'Shem Aviv Rosh Siman Beis. We just saw it, right? Puzzle. Fine. Because we know it's a whole machlokas amongst the poskim. He quotes it from the Mordechai, Tovshin Memvav, name of the Urayim. Fine. So the Magen Avraham Vav says, hold on. Isa b'Yisham and Nikta means a Hoda. If Kain puzzle calls Zayin, Kain Kosser made a real call of Psulim. Psulim calls Zayin. There's no Hoda. Chutz mi Nizdak v'Nechal Tiyomis of Psulim. Shum Lekicha Tama. Here it is. Nechach Yom says this Kikatama. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, Koshali. Obi Devi Atoysis, Resh Pergim of the Sukkah, Nikta, Mashma, the Hedge, the Nitla Tiyomis, Timitam, Pulsa Mitam Hodor, the Gorami Nikdam. Ubi Tewutsim, M. Soys, Kosaka Dadach, the Hodor Tfemi Nikdam. Umashma Dashmina, the Lomikri Hodor, Pulsa Biom the Shani. Farmina Naflam and Bays, Nechach Tiyomis, Nasmisha Nitla, Mashma the Hadina Islahu. For Chomer Mamish Kimon Nikdam. Kam Nechach Mitam Hodor, but Sorach Ian Godol. Right. This is the kasha. So one answer we gave was, as we said earlier, that maybe we don't pass like that Teres and Tosfos. In any event, the Mechaba Paskin is like the Rosh, Simid Beis, Rov Ol Yonim, right? What does that mean, Ol Yonim? Higher than the Shedra, right? That's what it means. Omer to the Mishnah Brura. I keep them both open. The Mishnah Brura is in Sivkot and Chavov, just to give you a glossary of terms, what the words mean. Tof Resh Mem Hei. Sivkot and Chavav, as a Mishnah Brura, Chavav, El Yonim Nikra Olson Shigavoim and Ashed Rolamala, Vishir Akitum, Lo Niska Meshulchan Aruch, Imdafik Shiniknam Arov Shal Kalala, or Afilim Ben Mikzasa, I'm a Levush, Shemach Marfilim Ben Mikzasa, Yesh Machon Shemifakim Bezeh, Machabalo Zacha Klal Achalib and Olam Tsarli Eser Olin, I'm a Lacha. Right, the Mechaber doesn't know any difference between with the middle Allah and the other ones. Okay, fine. Where did Levush get it from? Right, where did he get it from? Rovi Misper Olam Elyonim Agvom and Ashedra. Right, the majority of the number of leaves. Okay, and there's the middle ones have no Yisron. It's all the same. The Ramah is the one who introduces it. Brackets. Shir Aktim Al Niskav Shulchan Aruch. Levush says. The Kolshu, Udvav Nov Medivri Harosh, who says Nikdem Rosh Amayim and Nikdem Rosh Rov Ha'olim V'Rosh Hashal Kol Olav Yola, but the Ran says no. He says Olam Soi Doma Lechot Moshal Esro the Shem Post of the Kolshu Mashma the Bishar Olam the Day Rishon and Lo Shaych Hay Taima and the Post of the Kolshu. So therefore, the Levush maybe not be correct. Maybe it would have to be a Rov. Okay, so it's again it's a whole discussion. I can't go into the details. The Ramah quotes the Ran, you make a bracha. You make a bracha in a pinch. Sivkot and Lama Mishnah Brura. Kavanas Ramah lahokal beniklam ol al yona shem the kama poskim mekilim beikir adin. Right? Ishtis b'chalayim b'lek acher. Avalo beniklam rov olin. No. Afilu be'elam soyesh omim de'en lahokal levruchi alayokim beniklam rak miktsasa. Avalo beniklam ruba. I feel the Bishas Atrak and look at Bir Alach. Okay, so again, the question of which post can we rely on and top post can we don't rely on. But the secret agenda over here, Rabbi Osai, is take a look in the in Simen Tov Reish Mem Ches, Mishnah Brura Mem Vav. Tov Reish Mem Ches, we're supposed to talk about it hopefully later today, if not tomorrow. What does it say over there? Mem Vav, Rabosai. No, this is the wrong Maramak. I'm sorry about that. Yes. A different story. There are two different stories. One in Mem Vav is Bekoshu. V'davka k'shenira l'kol. Aval ein nira l'ayin machmas takusa v'tzorch l'stakal. Ein ze koshu reposel. When it comes to Hodor, it's to the naked eye, not when you're looking through a very, very close look. Okay? That applies to Hodor. Does it apply to other psulim? Does it apply to other psulim, such as Choser? Maybe not. Maybe Ram suggests maybe not. That's an objective psulim. That's not how you see him. Look at Mem Tes here in Sharatzim. Prima Godim came in the Bechot Moatam Shem Adam Roa Yosef Yimshan Bekomos. Hashem should tzorach iun v'staklus u'meirochok eno nira afchot nu eno posel. It's not a plot absolute over there. Okay? Fine. Some suggest a distinction between a lulav and an esrit. Why? Lulav is right, it's literally, as they say today in America, it's in your face. So it's a very short range. Esrit is at arm's length. So we can make that distinction to answer these questions. Okay, there are a lot of other questions we can't go into all the protein right now. Okay, just a little a little further in this topic before we go to the next one, because time is, clock is running. Now, fine. The now there's another whole discussion which we should have to just talk about for 1 minute, not more, because I just can't. Look at Mishnah Berurah, Tav Resh Mem Hei, Sif Katan Chav Tes. Just can't afford the timing. Chav Tes. What does it say over here? The Ramah says, Im Nikdim Olam Olyanem Tsoi, it's a problem. And so the Bikurei Yaakov says. It's a whole discussion, Rabbi Osai, which is so complicated. But the two tiyomos, what kind of status does that have? Very, very, very complicated. What about Nechlek, one of the two tiyomos? Whoa. That's a Mishnah Berurah. Sifkot and Tezvot. Vim kola hasheder b'shnei olin, yeshal shneim shem tiyomos, from Nechlaka Achas Me'am Posel. So Nechlaka seems to be worse than Niktam. Here he says absolutely possible. When it comes to Niktam, he's not so sure. So it's hard to go into all the Pratim. Look, if Nechlaka Tiyom is Mishum Laki Chatama, we just saw it in the Mogan Avraham, Kosher B'Yom Sheni, so we could say Nitla is the same. Okay? And therefore, Rabosai, you cannot be satisfied with the second tiyomis. The second tiyomis. If it's niktam, so we say, okay, the second tiyomis might suffice. That's the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Chof Tes. Okay? Okay. Might suffice. Might suffice. Okay, so because of Hadar, so this is considered Hadar, one out of two is enough. But over here, in Tesvav, it's Chaser. Chaser Betamuso. The fact that one of them is missing is a problem. It's a problem. Again, it goes back to B'kivei with the Magen Avraham. Just give you a little bit, just a tiny bit of a taste of this sugya. Can't go into any more than that. I'm sorry. Next topic. Rabosai. Nifrats. No time. Nifrats, Rabosai. Let's turn to Nifrats. Okay? So we saw the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? Chav Tes of Beis. Mishnah is a number of psulim. It said, Niktam Roshel, Nifritzu Olav Posel. Nifritzu Olav Kosher. If you don't bear, Yagdan Melamal. Okay, that's just the Mishnah that we have on Avchav Tes Amud Beis. Okay? Let's see a little bit further how this is discussed in the Sugya. Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. That's what the Gemara has. Nifritzu Olav. Nifritzu the Ovid Kichufia. What does that mean? What do the words mean? Rashi, Ashkuba, Shabo Machabdin is a bias, a pitchfork. Also, also, Milamala, Meolan Shalula, Batlushin, Meshedra, Veogden, Behen, Harbe, Biyachat. So it fell apart completely, and then you tie it together. And Nifridu is just, it's still hanging on. That's the Pashup Shah in the Gemara on Daf Lamed Beis Omud Aleph. Let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch, how it's found. Simen Tov Resh Mem Hei Siv Beis. Okay, open your Mishnah Berurahs. Tov Resh Mem Hei Siv Beis. See what it says. Nifritzu Olavu Shenidal Dalu B'Shedra Shalula of Kalei Charayos. Hanesh Einem Olim Im Hashedra El Tluyin Lamata. Puzzle. The koshkin him nifritzu v'neku lematam and hasheru the puzzle I feel of them. You should tie it together. So the whole series of different interpretations. What this means? What this means? Okay. This is the Shulchan Aruch over here. Okay. Sifkon dal mishne brura. The gamzehu bechlal nedaldlu meorach hasheru afshadain lo neku michibura. With the neck, you welcome chiburim v'shedra v'adayin mu'urim v'miksas avsh en tluyus lamata. So either they're hanging down, or they are almost completely detached. Okay, this is what The Mishnah Berurah writes here in Sifkotin Dalet. Kavachomer, if it's completely separated, even if you tie it together, Sifkotin Vav, that's for sure no good. That's what it says over here based on the Mishnah. Alright? The Mishnah. Fine. Again, Rashi seems to say that they're completely removed. That's what Rashi says. And the Mishnah itself, Rashi and Chav Tesim at base. Let's look at Rashi and the Mishnah. Nifritzu, what does Rashi say? Nifritzu. Mishedra ve'eina mechubarin. Ayadei aguda, ki aichupik ha'korin ha'shkuba. La'avada, you make a broom and you tie it together, but it's completely detached. That's how Rashi understood. The Rif said it's not completely detached, but it's just very hanging on by a thread. Okay? The Rambam seems to say, according to the Magad Mishnah, they're completely attached, but they're drooping down. Right? The Mechaber quotes the Rambam. Ramah quotes certainly Rashi. Right? The Mishavur explains the Mechaber like the Rif, and the Ramah like the Rambam and certainly Rashi. So there is Mishavur is a little bit more machmer in this regard. Okay? Fine. Take a look in the Rosh of Osai in Simon Yud Gimel, of all places. Yud Gimel. Yud Gimel, we're just starting. How do we get to Yud Gimel so fast? Skip, that's the best way, right? Yud Gimel. He compares, he wants to know what Nifritzu means, right? Nifritzu is found by other places. Hai Nifritzu Olam Da Adas Haraba Pirish Nifritzu Mimokam Chiburan. Even according to the Re, to explain Nifritzu to Lulav is Nechleku Olam Bimokam Tiyomes. Another pshat. The high low shach abe rabba vadas. Well, the pure Rashi difference to the shlosh and shove. Very good. According to Rashi, it comes out that they're all the same. All the same. The problem is, it doesn't fit so well. Because you find the word nifritzu is used and the word nashu is used. Right? Nashu means it fell off. According to Rashi, what do you mean? It's the same thing. They both fell off. Psh. Yeah? So he says, he gives an answer, the technical answer, why it says Nashu here and Nifritzu there. Good. What's the problem? It's harder, right? The Ritva says, it's not called a lulav at all. It's possible all 7 days, even according to the Mechaber. Okay? This is Nifritzu, the Kitzer, fine. Now, Rabbo said the Gemara Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. We have to go through quickly because time isn't allowed to go into any details over here. Says the Gemara at the top of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara on the last line of Amud Beis says, Nistak is kosher. Fet the Gemara, Lulav Kofuf, Kovutz, Soduk, Okum, Domalamagal Posel. Oh boy. We have a whole series of noops we have to talk about. We thought we were finished from the Mishnah. We have a whole six new ones. Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Choras Pasul, Domel Choras Kasher, of the Kehimnik, on the Domel Kamagel, the fun of the Achrav. Oh boy, this is very complicated. Sog Bechat Chutza Balmumu Pasul. We have six or seven noops we have to talk about. I'm going to have time to do all these things. I don't know. Let's discuss a little bit of the highlights of these because we can't go into great detail about any of them. Okay. Slow. Oh. So what's the Sadduk business? What's Rashi saying? What's Sadduk? What does it mean? Why? When? How? What? Or it says, steer, Sadduk is kosher, Sadduk is possible. Davik Himnik, what's Himnik mean? Rashi, because a French word, Shel Bazel, Shel Sofim, Sheyesh, Shel Shnei Roshim, Verosh, Rechad, Mifutzel, Kach, Godel, Alulav, Kimit, Shtesh, Ed Ros, Machtis, Olin, Lakan, or Machtis, Olin, Lakan. Psh, we had those picture books. It comes up like a V. Like a V. Right? A V. A V. Wait a second. Rashi says, when is it a problem? If it grew that way, right? Kach gadol luluv. Frek the tur, it says, Nistak should have said Sadduk. I guess Nistak means Sadduk. What's the problem? It's not a min lulav. Not a min lulav. The Taz is according to the Ran. It's awesome. It came with loss of pulse. You know why? Because then it's impossible to tie it together. Because if it happened, a person did it, you can tie it together with a string and make it better. Fascinating. Now, what's this duck? The top or the shedra as well? According to the Ran, even if the leaves are split like this, it's no good. And according to the Torah, according to Beis Yosef, all of the shedra is also split like that. Frek the Ran, Nechra Tiyomis. Nechra Tiyomis. What's going on over here? Take a look, Rabosai. Mem Aleph in the Ran. Just again, a few highlights. It's refreshing our memories for things we spoke about months ago, right? There's even a picture here in the Rif. Oh, beautiful picture. See it? Look, Mem Aleph, it's a very beautiful picture. Okay, says the Ran. For Kosadi B'Mishna Seinu, the Nikdam Rosha and the Rosha Ola Elyon, over the day Nami Amina the Nista Kosher, Elehecha the Ovid Kihemnik, then it's no good. Ivechitem Amina the Kamon, the Nechra Tiyom is Puzzle, Upirshibo, Haino Helam Soy, Ava the Alpha Gavdalo Ovid Kihemnik Puzzle, Tirtibase, the Hipas Lina, the Nechra Tiyom is Had Afka Beruba. The majority of the Tiyom is split. What's the majority? We assume from the top down to the Shedra. Okay? Ava Miyuta Lo Mifsel. If it's like this picture, even the miyuto is no good. Just a little split, then only no good if it gets all the way to the bottom. That's or the majority of the way to the bottom, to the shedrin. That's a very, very important leniency. A very important leniency. Everyone's worried about Nechra Tiyomis. We're suggesting that it's only going to be a problem of Nechra Tiyomis if it goes the majority of the way to the shedrin. That's good news, because many of our lulavas we shall see, hopefully today, I don't know, maybe tomorrow, do have a little split on the top. Many, many. Oh. Fine. Okay. Now, Rabosai. We have a situation of kofuf. Let's go back to kofuf for a moment. I'm a little bit out of order because I just have to try to catch everything. I'm supposed to end in 7 minutes. All right. I'll try. It's always tomorrow. Right. What's kofuf? What's Rashi said about kofuf? Lamed Aleph Beis, the last line. Kofuf. Rosho kofuf ka'agmon domos le'ish gibein vazok en shiroshem shochen kofuf on the mat. Like this. Lulav Kofuf, it's puzzle. Oh boy. The question is, what does that mean? What does that mean? So the Rosh says in the Tshuva, Kfifa sa Rosh lo mikri kfifa. The cave and the kulo zokuf, raksha olav el yonim kfufa mat, lo mikri kofuf, vani oev lotes bo. Fishein olam nechlokum et yom so kayemes. What do we call this in our language? A knepel. But the Ran seems to disagree. Take a look at the Ran on page Lamites. Lamites. Where's Kofuf, Rabosai? Help me out. Where's Kofuf? Is it here? The Ran it's not clear that the Ran agrees with this rush. He may hold that a knepel is no good. He says lulav a kof of saduk, but all as they are, we mashu the mifsel of the kolshu. He should also rush and shall lulav kachol mashal esrog. Tafilu kolshu is possible. As the Ran says, it's somewhere on this page. Anybody? Yeah, it's the first paragraph. My eyes says that. Right, you see the end of the first paragraph before Nifritu. Mashama bebrayse begemara lulav shakov v'sadav be'olaz el aruv mashu the mitzvah bekoldu So no, so it's a problem. What does it say? Siftes. Tough reish mem hey siftes. What does it say? Kof of rosho puzzle. Dav kshed rosho kufa. All of kufa barosho kamosha dav liyas hamei lovim kosher. The mishne brurah says yesh min apostkim shemach miriam bezeh. Right, the Ran according to Beis Yosef. Okay. But the minig is lahakel shulchan aruch. Not only lahakel, there's somebody who dafka want a knepel, because the rush wanted a knepel. Okay, so some love knepel and some don't want a knepel. What can I tell you? Holy Jews, each one wants to be yotzel kedas and kedin. Okay, a little bit further. Let's try to finish a few things up. Still, in a few 5 minutes we have left. Try to make a good outline for myself, but time is not allowing me to get it, to do everything. This is the issue of kafuf and machlokes. One more place over here. Let's see. Best we can under the circumstances. Do these things in different shifts. I try to make things organized, but not organized enough. Give me another minute, I'll be with you. Let's see what it says. Again, because we had the Sefer Oz Behodr, which we went through later on. We had the discussion, Nechlech HaTiyomas of the Kicha Tama. Kosher b'shar yamim. Who said that? The Magen Avraham, who quoted from the Rabbeinu Yerucham. Now, the Sefer Oz Behodr denies it. He denies it. Said it's not true. It's simply not true. He quotes the Rabbeinu Yerucham, but he didn't mean to paskin that way. Didn't mean to paskin that way. He just mentioned it in passing. Agav Gerora. That's why in Siv Gimel, let's take a look at Siv Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch. Take the big Shulchan Aruch, for example. Siv Gimel. Now, what does it say? It gives you a whole detail. Nechlech HaTiyomes, Pasul. Right? And some say, the Ramah says, what does it mean? Nechlech HaElyon Amtsoi, Shal HaShedra, Ad HaShedra, Mikri Nechlech HaTiyomes, Pasul. Wow, Hokinogen. Only Ad HaShedra. We saw the Ran suggest maybe only the majority way to the Shedra is a problem. The Ramah said only Ad HaShedra. That's what's Mefurish in the Ramah. Hold on. Does the Mishnah Brura disagree with that? So take a look at Mishnah Brura. Tov Reish Mem Hey Sif Gimel Ad HaShedra Tez Zayin Bir Agra Yesh Lahachme Berubo. That's the Ran. The Bechol Psul Rubo Kulo Amiktsoso Ein Lahachmir Klal. Yeah, but we know that the Taz disagrees. And the Taz says, oh, like Ramon says, L'chatchila mitzvah mufcha l'klulav shlo nechla ka'ola elyon klal ki esh machmirim afilu b'nechla k'tzas. What is esh machmirim? Tama, yutes, tayadeh ananuim rogo lios v'sofo soda kulo. It's not a psul be'etzem, but it's going to, you know, a little split comes a big split. I am betaz ladato in lahacha rakli mitnecha kshir tefach. Chayotim says afilu b'mashu. Okay? So therefore, get a better one. But don't worry about this. It's not so bad. Not so bad. Unless nirek ahemna. Hakan the Magen Avraham didn't say over here in Siv Gimel that it's only a problem the first day. If he really held, as he said in Siv Katan Vav, it's a chason of l'kicha tama, quotes from Rabbeinu Yeruchim, then why did he say so in Siv Gimel? The answer is, oh, but he didn't ever meant to paskin that way. He never meant to paskin that way. And therefore, he just is quoting it, Derech Agav, didn't paskin that way, didn't paskin that way. Now, interestingly, to give a comparison, I have to stop here because it's out of time. should really stop here. Okay, no, I don't like to go late. We're way behind schedule. Tomorrow's still good? Again, I try to be redacted. But I need from tomorrow your schedules for your finals. I don't want to conflict with anybody's finals. I know it's going to be a little difficult. Maybe someone asked me not to make a schedule of everybody's finals. We should have it by tomorrow. So we'll avoid everybody's finals. I'm not going to have any tests during finals. I can't do. But there are gaps. I'm told there are gaps when they do this. All right, so I want to try to finish.
This is probably a little bit tough because apparently they're squeezing it into a couple of days because school is just so early.
Right.
So I'm just like, whatever. You know.
Okay, so look, we'll do tomorrow and then we'll see what happens. Take one day at a time. But if I can get a schedule by tomorrow, maybe just write your schedule down. It shouldn't be that hard to compile. Okay? Sorry, I'm just always behind schedule, but that's the nature of my chazara. The nature of me even before chazara. But I try not to go late. Okay, fine. We accomplished a lot today. We brought by some good memories. He's going to take down again.